Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh's diverticulitis, Tom buying ice, and a lemonade stand. It's coming up in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
You could pop up in WWE tomorrow. Would Saraya be there or would Paige be there?
Paige, 100%.
So when you're setting up Logan Paul to frog splash you through the announce table, it's going through your mind.
This should make every headline in the world.
It makes sense, right? In a jelly roll.
We knew we had that kind of a moment.
Mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. Insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now in theaters, from Bob and Tom Pictures.
Hey, Christy, it's Rob. It's been a while. I was just thinking maybe we should give it another try. Call me later.
Christy, pick up. Hey, how you doing, girl? It's me. I'm back in town. Man, the West Coast sucked. Oh, come on, give me a call.
Hi, Christy. Hey, it's me. Remember me? Hey, I was looking at some old pictures of, you know, that time back in Tuscaloosa. When, well, you know, I'm sure you remember. Uh-huh. I'll call me.
From Bob and Tom Pictures, Christy Lee stars in The X-Men.
Hey, Christy, it's your favorite drummer. I'm in town playing for a new band called Saber. Call me.
Hey, Christy, it's me, Donnie Baker. Hey, I was cleaning out the boat, and I found a pair of your, anyways, I think they're yours. Can we try it again, man? I got the motor fixed. I swear to God it works better. You ain't going to have to row or nothing this time. Call my pager.
Christy Lee's X-Men, now showing every other weekend and Wednesdays if she's not too busy.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh, actually, our first letter, Josh, involves your ailment.
Okay.
I understand you have diverticulitis.
I do.
And by the way, your diet, you were telling me yesterday on the phone, your diet for the last several weeks has consisted of what?
Well, very low fiber, because I had the first bout of diverticulitis a month ago, was hospitalized. And then I had what I guess is now considered smoldering diverticulitis, which makes it sound sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen her eyes? They're smoldering. So are her bottles.
But as a medical adjective, smoldering is never good.
No.
And it came back with a vengeance last week. I've been on a clear liquid diet for 7 days. My body hasn't seen a nutrient or mineral in 7 days. My brain is barely functioning.
Yeah.
You can't even have like a power bar?
We're getting there. I think today.
What can you have? Like a shake or?
I can have bone broth.
Nice.
Jello.
Great.
Now see,
and that's about it. Yeah,
I did mention this to Josh. This may be from the way I was raised. I hate Jell-O.
I'm not a fan either.
And oh, wow. Because my mother, for dessert, every once in a while, instead of like real dessert, we'd have Jell-O with bananas in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sure. mind it.
Yeah. Oh, just
yeah. We used to have bananas and grapes and yeah. milk.
Kind of like the fruit cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So when I was recovering from open heart surgery, as hungry as I may have been, I passed on the Jell-O.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I grew up in a like weight loss, like everything was low fat when we were kids. And so Jell-O was the go-to. So as a teenager, it's like, oh, we would just eat Jell-O packs all the time, the sugar-free ones. We won't gain any weight. That's what we would do like the month before spring break.
Oh. Yeah. Horrible. No.
I remember chugging like Slim Fast chocolates
yes.
that I found in the pantry.
My dad bought those for us. Yeah.
And being like, these things must be so healthy, and drinking eight of them before bed. I'm about to be jacked tomorrow.
I will say this to the Jell-O people. I do love Jell-O pudding.
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah. Good.
Not the instant, the kind you make yourself.
Yes.
With the heat. No, that's mm-hmm. very, very good. So, bone broth, huh? Can you have coffee or tea or anything?
I can, yeah. Yeah, I haven't had caffeine in a week.
Oh, that's okay. I've had enough already.
Okay.
I'll just send the vibes your way.
Have you just been sleeping?
No, I've been I've been watching a lot of mindfulness videos on essentially on how not to spiral into complete madness while you're and doing like these weird, like these hypnotherapy things of just, dude, relax because your life isn't over. I mean, it's been.
Is it just like you are okay? Everything's fine, Josh. Like, is it ASMR or?
Yeah. You're into the opening of a forest, and as you walk through the branches or you move them away, much like your digestive system moves things smoothly.
And then if it were accurate, it would go. And by the way, Josh, you know, Tom's favorite story about your father, he was a Vietnam War combat veteran, two tours of duty. And when he wiped away the vines one day, he said he realized after a few minutes, some of the vines were giant snakes.
Yes, yes. And by the way,
the terror will continue.
He's now up in heaven looking at his pussy son watching hypnotherapy videos and going, what did I raise?
Have you been considered going to a hypnotist?
Not a full-fledged hypnotist. No. This is sort of the micro-dosing of hypnotism.
Is it working?
Well, I'm only on like day 8.
Okay.
So it's very relaxing.
And what's the goal?
cheeseburger.
To just chill out.
Okay.
Get my vagus nerve relaxed.
Okay.
So that my gut is more relaxed.
Okay, got yes.
you. Yes. I suppose you probably can't watch network television because every commercial is about delicious food you can eat.
It's 90%.
Yeah.
Like you don't realize how much it really is about. No wonder we're all fat. And not obviously we're not all fat, but so many.
Yeah.
I mean, we are inundated. I cannot escape it.
The other day I ate ice cream. And I said, it's a miracle I don't eat this every hour of every day.
Yeah.
So, and just like, not even like really great ice cream, just any ice cream you can find at the gas station.
As I remember as a kid thinking that's what you were going to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is what I'll eat for every meal.
If I win the lottery, Dairy Queen breakfast lunch. I'll have a Dairy Queen at my house. I had to get some ice because my 10-year-old was doing a lemonade stand.
Oh, I love that. Excellent.
So I went to a not too far away gas station. And one of the things I like about America and ice is it's kind of on the honor system.
It is.
You don't have to go haul the ice in and you just go, I'm going to get two bags.
Right.
So I walk in and I know that people find this politically incorrect, but this is how it went.
Okay.
So
what could be coming? What could be next?
Calm down.
Oh, my gosh. How you make buying ice politically incorrect, I will never know.
I walk in.
We are talking about a gas station.
Yeah. Is it an ice
job? You're right.
And this guy goes, hello, Bob.
No.
Oh, and so he
recognized me, kind of.
Yeah.
He had a very thick accent. I admire him, his hard work, and appreciate him, and welcome to America.
Right.
But I didn't know. So should I say
yes?
Yeah, you correct him.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and there's no reason he wouldn't. You know, there's
I just thought he was so pleased with himself for thinking he knew who I was.
You know, you could, I guess you don't have to.
I just let it be.
You could also go, oh, hey, thanks for listening. You know, that's it's something as simple as that.
If he's listening right now, hello?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, he was.
But no, that's the way.
I do not sound like that.
I don't know why people object to accents. That's real.
Yeah.
I know.
That's the real way life is. There are people that just by chance he happened to have. As do the folks at my Dairy Queen, by the way.
You know, when you say that on the air, so many people go, I know exactly what Dairy Queen he's talking about.
That's the best one. They're great.
They know how to run a franchise.
Did you repurpose the doghouse for a lemonade stand?
No.
Okay.
No, the doghouse is still there.
Okay.
Inside or outside?
It's still inside. I said,
there was a storm.
Can we paint the doghouse this weekend?
Yeah.
We're not painting it, Daddy.
Okay.
No, just raw
wood. You try explaining to a 10-year-old and her friend warpage and plywood, et cetera, et cetera. No, they did the lemonade stand, which was over the weekend.
And it was a success?
An unbelievable success.
Oh.
So nice.
So much so that we're donating most of the money because kind of embarrassing.
What's the price point?
You know, I don't know what the price point
is. Oh, yeah, what is it? What is it?
I just know what the gross was, and
A dollar, $2?
What would you say, a 12-ounce? What were you serving?
They had the Solo cups. What are those things? I don't know how many ounces.
16?
Yeah, maybe.
But they did have the good ice. that I got from my friend.
Hello, Bob.
And Willie just told me, I was mentioning this off here.
You can't apologize for doing it and keep doing it a bunch.
No, I think he apologized for people getting upset about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, so I'm sorry you get so upset about
it. Yeah, calm down.
Okay? Yeah, he's not. No, there's no remorse
get
over
get
there.
Real. People have accents. It's okay. I have an accent. He probably thinks I talk funny.
Sure.
You were telling me the best place to get ice is McDonald's.
McDonald's drive-thru. Yeah. You pull right up. You use the app. You get the ice. You get a basket of fries.
How big is the ice?
It's a conventional. It's your regular
it's your bag.
Really? Bag
yeah.
of ice. Yeah.
Whatever. I whatever had no size idea. This is.
Yeah. And you get like four.
Yeah, you can for sure.
Wow.
It's huge. Barbecue season. You can't beat it.
I wish I'd known because I have a refrigerator that makes ice, but I don't like the ice in the fridge. And then I have a crushed ice machine, and I hate crushed ice.
Right.
So I go buy ice all the time. I had no idea.
And it's one of the only places where you can get ice and a snack wrap together. So you get a snack wrap, you get a large Diet Coke. You're cooking, baby.
Oh, I actually had someone, I forget where I was, they were talking about something that I love doing, which is...
making fun of people?
Well, of course. No, have you ever done this where you decide you're going to go? It's kind of like a scavenger hunt. You go to various fast food places and get one of each item. For example, you go to McDonald's for the fries.
Right.
Then you might go to, I don't know, maybe you go to Burger King for...
a Whopper?
Whatever it is. And yeah. I just happened to be... I walked into this conversation. They were talking about that. I thought I was the only one that liked to do that.
Yeah. If they're close, I could see doing it, but I'm not driving all over.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, but that was the whole... See, you're missing the point. It's the journey.
Oh, no, I'm there for the food. I'm there for the hot food.
Yeah. That's my move at a KFC Taco Bell. I get a chicken quesadilla, and I use that to sort of, as like a little scooper in the famous bowl.
Oh, okay.
So that I'm using, I know.
That's amazing.
It's incredibly fat. It's incredible, but it's a good time.
Yeah.
And you'd think the starch doesn't mix with the quesadilla, and you know what? You'd be correct. It's texturally, it's a nightmare. Oh, but boy, is it fun.
But maybe you could pace yourself.
Design
a pattern. You design a pattern in which you get the fries, then 20 minutes later you're going to get the burger.
So it's like a fast food crawl, like a bar crawl, but it's a fast food.
And
these
people were talking about it, and I walked in on the conversation. Oh my God, I thought I was the only one.
We would do that every Christmas with our show choir.
Yeah.
Where we would go to one house. We would go to like six different houses over a night.
Yes, that's common. Yeah.
What is that called?
With sports teams. I mean, we called it a crawl.
Okay,
but
And then the first house would have like the appetizers. Yes.
And they were told what to prepare?
Yeah.
Wine moms do that too.
That's a great idea.
It was kind of fun. There was no booze.
Oh, the parents were drinking.
No, the booze. That'd be for the band. I have been doing the big collar thing lately.
What?
You are a collar flipper.
Yeah, with
you wear your bomber jacket.
Yeah, also, I've got to keep the sun off my neck, which is why I wear my cowboy hat also, because
you need a bubble.
I had some skin issues.
But
I've been doing the big collar thing with my winter outfits.
My winter outfits.
What do you call those things? What are those furry things you wear?
What are you talking about?
Underneath
a sweater?
No. The
what could you possibly be talking
those fluffy
about?
Chick wears them all the time.
A scarf?
No, they're like shirts, but they're thicker.
Cardigan?
No, they're sorry.
Oh, quarter zip.
A pullover?
Quarter zip. Yeah.
The ones that are for skiing with like the North Face.
He's got me on the radio.
The Bogner. What are those called?
You have no business talking for a living.
This is crazy.
I can't think of the word. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm sorry. I forget what they're called. Yeah, it's not too early to get sunburned.
I got a little sun yesterday.
Heart got toasted at her. Lemonade stand.
Oh yeah, I bet.
I don't want anyone to get sick, and I know the sun is very serious. There's nothing funnier than a kid with just a slightly sunburned face.
I think it's adorable.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And don't we have new bucket hats?
We do have new bucket hats on the stores. Yeah, you can protect your face.
Well, there you go.
From the sun.
Okay, very cool. We have more mail we have to get to, but we have time to squeeze in a news story.
This is my first. I just took the first sip of coffee I've had in 7 days. It's a flavor explosion.
Yeah.
I can't even. I'm about to cry.
Is the caffeine hitting you too?
Enjoy it.
Is that caffeine making you feel good?
It's decaf.
Oh.
Poor guy.
I'm not ready for caffeine on a, like a, essentially an empty stomach.
Oh, no. That's yeah, probably a bad idea.
I feel like I would.
You would sprint out of here.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what would happen.
I had my coffee before my shower this morning.
What?
Usually I wake up straight to the bathroom and shower. This morning it was, I'm going to have half this cup of coffee, just a little bit of peace.
Where did it come from?
I'm doing cold brew in the fridge now. Cold brew, little milk, little sugar-free vanilla at home. It's not bad, man.
Look at you growing up.
I know.
I'm so proud of you.
It's
not his father's son. You know my philosophy. Coffee is out there.
Yeah,
out there,
but pre-shower.
I'm just turning into like, I have like Bill Maher in the back of my head. Like, oh, millennials are $8 lattes every day. And I was like, oh, dang it. I kind of am getting an $8 latte every day.
Yeah.
I got to chill out. So yeah, cold brew at home.
Good.
Okay, very nice. Do you take it into the shower?
I did this morning because I've had the shower beer before.
Oh, I was going to say, this is an evolution.
It's like the productive version of the shower beer.
It is.
It's very nice. Now,
in the smoking days, which may or may not be over, do you ever take a smoke into the shower?
Oh, man.
Because that's a real dedicated smoker.
I did it with pot one time, but even when I was smoking cigarettes, I was never cigs inside.
Man, I've only seen that in like Vietnam movies where they have those showers outside and the guy is still smoking.
It was in college sometimes when the party got a little out of hand.
Yeah.
We decided it was martial law, and martial law meant you were allowed to smoke cigarettes inside.
Oh.
So someone was like, martial law declared in 5 minutes, and then everyone got them ready.
There were a couple times my kids were with their dad on the weekend and I would have a cigarette in the bathtub.
I mean, that sounds relaxing.
See, that's kind of elegant. You could have a candle.
I did the whole thing.
Right into the water?
Oh, no. I had a really pretty crystal ashtray. Like, it was a whole vibe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Now, why was the other day we were explaining, we were trying to explain the hubcap ashtray?
Me. I've never seen this before.
That was such a standard sort of hillbilly interior decorating move.
So... Yeah. Naturally, you would think I'd know.
No. I mean, that was a kind of a college level thing. You have the coffee table courtesy of AT&T.
Right.
That's true. Someone unspooled several hundred feet of wire so they could steal it.
We start here?
Yes, you idiot.
Oh, all right. First off, we'd like to take our hats off to the organizers of Black Expo. They did a fine job.
Yes, sir. Black Expo did a fine job of showcasing the many contributions of African Americans to our society. And in the interest of fair play and equal time, we'd like to inform you of a somewhat lesser known event.
That's correct. It's the White Trash Expo.
Yes, sir. The first annual White Trash Expo will be held in the abandoned Ames store in Mars Hill.
That's right. And White Trash Expo will feature lectures, symposiums, seminars, concerts, and a tattoo booth.
White Trash Expo kicks off with the food symposium entitled Our Dietary Cultural Heritage. Spam, Velveeta, Cheese Whiz, and Wonder Bread.
And Turkey Franks. Finally, Thanksgiving is simplified.
Also, the Reverend Billy Bob Hooker's...
That's Hooker.
Oh, Hooker. The Church of the Holy Bonanza Cashflow will present his lecture entitled...
How Come So Many People Are Different Than Us and Why We Should Hang Them.
White Trash Expo will also feature the instructional symposium... Making fun of things we don't understand. A Hoosier tradition.
Plumber's butt crack exposure. Faux pas or fashion statement. A working man's guide.
Also featured at this year's White Trash Expo from the Hendricks County Committee for High Tone Community Values, it's the instructional program, 3 Steps to Decency in Society.
That's right. Step 1. Removing X-rated videos from stores and burning them.
Step 2, banning that darned Constitution altogether.
Yes, sir. And step 3, how to salvage smoke-damaged videos for fun on Saturday night. It's all at the White Trash Expo. And don't forget the Miss White Trash Expo America pageant.
It's just like Miss America, except we guarantee the winner will be a white chick with great big floppy...
It's all White Trash Expo.
And do not miss our special sensitivity training seminars entitled
Why Can't I Use the Term Negro Anymore?
And What's So Darn Gay About Being Queer?
The White Trash Expo!
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.